Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the ITB News Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Outhwaite. Now, each monthly episode, we're going to be talking all things travel. We're going to be updating you on what's happening with ITB Berlin, and we're also going to be bringing you exclusive interviews. Now, the focus of this month's episode is Europe, and we're going to be chatting with Jan Herget, who is the CEO of Czech Tourism. But before we get stuck into that interview, let's hear some news. Enit relaunches Italy's image with brand ambassadors. The Italian Tourism Promotions Board, Enit, together with the country's Ministry of Tourism, have recently unveiled a new image campaign aimed at boosting international arrivals to Italy. They have got a clear objective to rapidly reach numbers that were seen prior to COVID, with Italy's new slogan being "Discover the Italy you didn't know." The campaign kicked off in early May in Milan, but also international events such as the recent Eurovision are also strong partners to promote the country. The tourism promotion campaign is targeting many countries around the world with the nomination of a range of brand ambassadors representing the excellence of Italy, from sports to art, food to culture, with testimonials from various sectors which represent the iconic nature of Italy. With travel restrictions easing globally, the European Travel Commission, ETC, has released its latest consumers market study, which is titled Exploring Consumer Travel Attitudes and Expectations to Drive Tourism Recovery. And this report shows the popularity of Europe to travellers. European tourism is already bouncing back from COVID-19 as countries are finally seeing a significant rebound in tourist arrivals. To manage this recovery process, it is important to understand how consumers have been affected by the pandemic, as well as their attitudes and expectations towards the future. The report comprises the first part of a two-phase study. It's based on in-depth interviews with consumers from European markets, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands and the UK, and also long-haul markets, including Australia and the US. And it covers the impact of COVID-19 on travel experiences and also tourist behaviour. It's positive news as the study shows that European consumers who travelled during the pandemic were generally satisfied with their travel experiences at the destinations they visited. Whilst COVID-19 did predominantly affect consumer behaviour by making travellers more cautious, the study actually shows a positive perception of Europe as a destination, with almost all interviewed participants at 94% indicating that they positively perceive Europe as a travel destination. Some exciting news in Italy and Austria, where the new Hoch Tyrol Trail linking the South Tyrol Mountains in Italy to the East Tyrol Range in Austria has opened to travellers. The Hoch Tyrol Trail leads from South Tyrol in Italy to East Tyrol in Austria and is Europe's newest cross-border long-distance hiking trail. The walking time for the route is expected to take around 12 and a half hours, and due to the difficulty of the trail, it is recommended for experienced hikers. The Italian side at 2,603 metres above sea level serves as the base, while on the Austrian side at 2,038 metres above sea level, there is overnight accommodation. And the hut approaches on both sides are popular hiking destinations. Between the two huts, the Hoch Tyrol Trail leads through a quiet and wild area where hikers will hardly encounter any other mountaineers. The journey to and from the starting and end points of the trail can, however, be done by public transport. Batumi, the capital of Georgia's Ajara region, has recently been named European Best Hidden Gem 2022. This, and the fact that Georgia will be the official ITB Berlin 2023 host country, offer a great incentive to discover Ajara's breathtaking nature between mountains and the Black Sea coastline, which has lots to offer to ecotourists. Batumi City is known as the Pearl of the Black Sea, and it's located on the coastal region of Georgia, and has previously been recognised by the World Travel Awards as Europe's leading emerging tourism destination. Batumi also has more than 2,000 years of history and a lot to offer to its visitors who want to experience the contrast between ancient sites and modern lifestyles. This episode, our exclusive interview is with Jan Herget, who is the CEO of Czech Tourism. With a PhD in international trade, Jan also has extensive experience in the tourism industry. He was a lecturer of the Destination Marketing and Management at the University of Economics Prague and joined Czech Tourism as the Managing Director in 2019. This interview is brought to you by visitczechrepublic.com and Czech Tourism.
Well, I'm now joined by CEO Jan Herget. Jan, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. Let's dive straight in, shall we? Could you give us a bit of an update on the evolution of tourism in the Czech Republic since the lifting of COVID-related restrictions for international visitors? What are the forecasts for the whole year? Well, now the rest of 2022.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Thanks for inviting me. It's clear that we are all happy that it seems to be over. So we have the numbers for the first quarter and then for the April, and every month is better, to be honest. First 3 months, they're still in Europe where there are COVID restriction. Also in Czech Republic, there were some small restriction. We were like 60% minus related to the international guests in comparison with 2019, so before COVID and now. But regarding domestic travel, we were more or less on the same numbers. That was the first quarter. In April, we see a slight improvement, so we are only minus 40, which is much better. But if we compare with 2020 or 21, it's like it's tremendous growth. So naturally, it's like it's incredible. But what we see, that we see just European guests, mostly the neighboring countries. So for us, Germany, Poland, Slovakia, even Poland and Slovakia are even more guests than before COVID. So there are we already in surplus. In Germany, it's more or less the same. But what we miss are Asian tourists. For nearly sure, we will not see any Chinese, any Japanese, any Korean. And naturally, the war influenced us also heavily because Ukraine and Russia were always top 10 markets for us. So I'm pretty sure already now I can say that we will miss 2 million foreign tourists this year. And it's estimation because I don't know what will happen in autumn, etc. But I estimate that we will miss more or less 50% of international guests in comparison with 2019. Also, before COVID, and this year will be more or less the same domestic tourists and 50% minus on international arrivals.
Right. So, well, despite the slight downturn, I suppose, as expected, as we approach the end of COVID, hopefully, what overall trends are you seeing developing right now in terms of tourism? What are people doing when they're there and they come to visit?
We are lucky that Czech Republic has, let's say, we miss beach, but all the rest we have. So we have beautiful towns, including Prague. We have mountains, not as high as in Alps, but still mountains. We have a spa, so let's say wellness and spa. And also Prague was one among top 10 like mice city. So sun and beach we don't have, but all the rest we have. And what's positive that we see slowly international guests coming back to the towns. Because naturally, during COVID, most of the population all around the world lives in the towns, in the cities, and they wanted to flee, they wanted to escape to the nature. And that now we see that people are coming back to Prague, Olomouc, Brno, so our other cities, and that's very positive for us. And also, slowly, the MICE, so congresses, incentives are coming, which is very important, mostly for Prague, but also for the, let's say, low season or the middle season, because that are affluent groups that stays in the 4 or 5 star hotels. So that's for us very positive. But regarding the trends, it's clear that that's last minute bookings everywhere. So what was years before that people were booking at least, I don't know, half year or 3 months ago. Right now it's changed, and sometimes you don't see the bookings like 3 weeks before arrival, which is very, very, very tough, and mostly for organizers. Like if you are oriented on FITs, if you are a hotel working with FITs, that's okay. But the bus tours and the tour operators working with groups, that's tough life right now. And I hope that will a little bit go to normal very soon.
Fingers crossed. Looking wider, what does Europe represent in total tourist arrivals this year? Do you see positive impulses from some overseas markets, or is it going to take a bit more time, as you're suggesting so far?
We have two, like, I don't count Ukraine because we are not sure have many guests from Ukraine, but I don't take them as tourist arrivals. But we see two strong markets, United States, we have direct route from New York, and Israel, which is very important for us. And there are many Israel guests. If I tell you that there is 75,000 increases, 75,000 increase regarding, for example, 2020. So it's incredible. So it's such good numbers for those markets. But Czech Republic was very, very, very popular among the Asian markets, and that's what we miss. So domestic market is number one. Then we have the neighboring countries. And then we are opening, let's say, the city break destination like UK, France, Italy, Spain, also Scandic countries. So that's the second, let's say, group of countries that are very important, mostly for Prague and our cities. And we are waiting and working together with our airport in Prague on opening the direct routes from Asia. I hope that soon we will have Korea, South Korea. We hope for China, for Shanghai, and we hope for Japan maybe next or in 2 years. So the direct routes from Asia are very important. We are working on it, but it will take. And what's new? It's still, the numbers are not high, but it's, we have very good connection is the whole Middle East. So we, right now we have direct routes with United Arab Emirates, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia. So we are well connected with the whole Middle East, and they could be our, let's say, market instead of Russia, like luxury and for our spa towns. So we are waiting for that.
Well, fascinating to hear. Does this crisis in the Ukraine have an impact on the tourism evolution this year, either negative or positive or both? You say you're not classing it as tourism, but it's obviously something you have to look at, don't you? How do you reassure tourists about the fact that the Czech Republic remains a safe destination to visit? Does the government provide additional budget to strengthen the promotion of the country? How are you monitoring that situation?
First of all, I'm really happy that Czech Republic is one of the countries that first helped Ukraine, and we are really helping very much. And still, I think we are one of the safest countries. Last year, we were among top 10. I think we were on the 9th position according to the Global Peace Index, and we remain safe. We are not involved in the conflict. We are far away from the conflict, and the people that came from Ukraine, they are integrated. They are from our culture area, so most of them already found a job. So I think it's great success. And naturally, it influenced the situation because, as I mentioned, both Ukraine and Russia were top 10 source markets for us, and we don't see them as the tourists. So that's pretty much influenced. But the war itself, at least according to the research of European Travel Commission, it's not the barrier number one. The barrier number one are COVID, lack of flights, and the financial situation. So let's say the inflation that globally influenced the decision-making process. So if we are talking about the long-haul markets like America, Asia, South America, the three barriers are COVID, mostly in Asia, then lack of flights, or insecurity with flights, and in general the services like rentals. And I don't speak now about Czech Republic particularly, I speak about the whole global economy of tourism. And the third is the insecurity with the financial situation, because the energy prices and inflation is more or less all around the world high now. So that are the three barriers that influence naturally also Czech Republic. But as we are in the middle of Europe, and we are, Prague is beautiful, Czech Republic is beautiful. So we see that the European tourists are coming slowly back to the Czech Republic, and we will have to fight and work hard on the long haul markets, which we don't see much, with the exception of United States and Israel. So we don't have any extra funds, to be honest. We do it with our hard work and with our professional colleagues from abroad. We still have a quite rich network of foreign offices, and I believe that we can do it.
Absolutely. And just to pick up on something you said earlier as well, the Czech Republic are very renowned for its spa cities, of course. And this perhaps added to what you're just suggesting there. How does the Czech tourism capitalize on the recently attributed UNESCO World Heritage status in those spa towns as well? That must be a huge drag for people to come and visit.
It's a great success. And what I like on that I think it's one of the first UNESCO sites that it's pan-European. So it's not only Czech Republic, but it's Austria, Italy, Britain, France, and Austria included. And I think that's the problem now, that the Asian markets are missing, because I think that's really product aimed at the Europe tours for Asia, and they would love it. So right now we are capitalizing mostly on German market, and we are trying to capitalize it on this Middle East market. So we are trying, but as you know, COVID broke all the broke all the relationship, and everything starts from the scratch. So we are restarting it, and what's great that it's kind of retargeting the spa product, because before we had the traditional healing procedure that were for 2-3 weeks stay guests. So to let it work, you should stay at least two, three weeks there and let the water or the special health procedure to work on you. But this is opening new markets. It's interesting for families, for the travelers, like the traditional travelers, and it allows them to promote themselves like kind of city break destination maybe. And as there are all three cities are near each other, it's like half hour or 30-40 kilometers from it themselves. So it's really nice spa triangle in the middle of beautiful nature with a lot of history. So it's really worth recommending it.
Brilliant. And finally, Jan, looking forward now to the rest of this year and 2023 beyond, are you already working on other topics and a strategy to develop tourism? What's happening in terms of themes for 2023 and beyond?
So we want these 2 years we devoted to kind of new look at the traditions. Czech Republic is famous for glass industry, for beers, for this old traditional spot, and we are trying to promote them in the new way. So because what we saw that during COVID, all the people went somehow, they studied themselves, they went to the roots, and we want to use that everybody stopped a little bit. They started to appreciate what's around us, what was with us many years. So we are trying to capitalize that, but also to show it in the new way. So for example, this glass industry, we have Cristovole, we have fascinating arts. It's not glass, it's real art what they do there in North Bohemia. The same with wellness procedures that are developing for the traditional spa procedures. Or for example, we have the new glamping sites that goes from the tradition of let's say weekend houses. So it's we are trying to promote the old tradition in the new way and to show that even tradition can be vibrant. Let's call it like that.
Absolutely. We wish you all the best of luck with the rest of this year and going forward as well. Jan Herget, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast.
Thanks a lot for the invitation.
Great to hear from Jan there. It really does sound very positive for Czech tourism and in general seems pretty positive across Europe for post-COVID recovery. Now that's just about all that we have got time for on this episode of the ITB News podcast. But do make sure to like, share and comment if you've enjoyed, and make sure to join us next time for more news and exclusive interviews in the world of travel.